the Washington Joneses of Harlem, I'm sorry to have to report, are having matrimonial trouble. In fact, they were almost in court. They have been married about 10 years or so, and as some of you ladies undoubtedly know, that's just about the period when something goes wrong with most married men. She got melancholy and nervous, showed signs of great mental distress, the cause of which some of you present, I think, can quite readily guess. One night last week, Jones came home to his wife and got the biggest surprise of his life. There she was, all smiles, her hair neatly groomed, silk lingerie and Guerlain perfume. And glancing from under an amorous lid, she greeted him with, "I've got some news for you, kid. Inhibition, Papa, don't you frustrate me, 'cause your mama's just been sexo-analyzed. I've just come from a gentleman with a little beard and specs. He's one of those psychiatrists that's the FBI of sex. Insufficient, Papa, confidentially, some personal matters have got to be revised. The professor's diagnosis was psychosis and neurosis, which means I'm getting the least is of what I should be getting the most is. Long inhibition, Papa, don't you frustrate me, 'cause your mama's just been psychoanalyzed. You old-fashioned Papa, mama has been psychoanalyzed. Why, you think you know the facts of life? Why, you ain't heard nothing yet. You got a lot of old ideas that you must forget. Do you know that there's something called a libido in you? And you got no idea what the damn thing wants to do? Psychiatrist told me there ain't a man above suspicion. You might go along for years and years, then suddenly start swishing. Your libido and your schizo get all mixed up, then one day you begin to walk and talk like a gal and you think you're queen of the May. You got fixations, aberrations, strange desires hidden, and you better keep away from those sailors, brother, and I ain't kidding. Because of what you did when you were 10 years old or younger, you're full of inhibitions, and my sex life is from hunger. A gal wants what comes natural. Her husband, he inhibits her. Psychiatrist told me that is what is called a bedside kibitzer. Finally, the professor said I'd have to be hypnotized. Getting at my libido was a little bit harder than he realized. So I lay down on his couch, and he put me to sleep at once. And I woke up with a feeling that I haven't had in months. He smiled, and he took me to the door, and he told me to come again. I handed him his fee, $5, and he gave me back a 10. Before I left, he gave me this here book by Dr. Freud. The title is Your Husband, How He Still Can Be Enjoyed. If you do like this book says, you're gonna do all right. You may hate yourself in the morning, but you're gonna love it tonight. It's got a technique that's brand new, and I'll guarantee it thrills you. If there's any loving left in you, I'm gonna get it if it kills you. Inhibition, Papa, don't you frustrate me, 'cause your mama's just been psychoanalyzed.